Level up your survival skills. Energy, apparel, limited gear. Press start and enter the battle at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you don't trust the tap, don't sit there and moan. Get a gravity filter and leave it alone. Just fill it with water and let it drip down. Cleaner tasting water without running around. No power, no plumbing, no gadgets to fix. Just stainless steel and some common sense tricks. 3¼ gallons ready to come. Available now at thealexjonesstore.com. When the tap water's got you scratching your dome, filter it yourself right there at home. Simple to use and second to none. The Alex Jones Store.com. Get yours and be done.
Alpha gal syndrome from a tick on my ankle. Chemtrails overhead while the skyline tangles. Glyphosate dinners in the microwave tray. Talking to the checkout robot every damn day. Microplastics drift through the blood in my veins. Politicians smile while they chemically rain. Barcode babies in a cashless state. Everybody says relax while they seal in our fate. Television doctors push another new pill. 5 side effects deep, but they say just chill. Corn syrup cocktails and fluorescent cheese. Drones in the clouds while they map the trees. Wi-Fi towers hum through the side of my skull. World keeps spinning, but the vibe feels dull. Synthetic meat sizzling black on the grate. End times buffet at the digital gate. New world order on the television screen. Smoke in the sky where the satellites gleam. Everybody march to the barcode gate. Whole world glitching in a digital state.
Guys, it's Palm Beach Peak. Where in the world am I now? I'm with these beautiful ladies, and I'm gaming, and I can't stop winning.
We love you.
I see you.
Okay, let's go shopping.
Den Blicken Himmel fragst du dann, warum man sie nicht sehen kann.
Well, there he is on screen. We appreciate him joining us, the man of the hour, Palm Beach Pete. Now, we have over 450 radio stations, more than a dozen in Florida, so I don't want to go to him now because the stations join us at 6 after in 3 minutes. But we always, because we're on Rumble and X and everything, do this first five, where all our stations are running news and playing ads. So I appreciate him being here. He's running for Palm Beach Mayor, and he put out a letter yesterday that we were trying to confirm that the state is grabbing his DNA test and saying he should drop out. Is that a stunt or what's really going on? Now, I want to be on record. I don't think he's Jeffrey Epstein, okay? But there's a lot of people that have it's in studies, a genetic issue. Particularly women are more common than men. They can't tell faces apart if they're close. There are a lot of people think I'm Bill Hicks. I mean, I guess that's a Welsh name. We maybe have ancestors. I don't look much like him. He had brown eyes. I have blue eyes. But whatever, I'm not Bill Hicks, folks. People also think I'm a clone because I lost 60 pounds. What clones just get skinny? So I'm Alex Jones. I believe our guest is who he says he is. Palm Beach Pete is Peter Bart Simel. But we're going to go to break here in about 45 seconds. Come back with him. This is something everybody obviously wants to hear and see, so be sure and share the live feed on X at Real Alex Jones and the network feed at AJN Live for Alex Jones Network at AJN Live. Be sure to follow us there. And on Rumble at rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live, because they shut down InfoWars. That's all in limbo. As far as I'm concerned, I'm just moving forward with the next leg of the InfoWar, the war on for your mind, because I'm the InfoWar, you're the InfoWar, the crew's the InfoWar, Harrison Smith's the InfoWar. We're in a rebuilding system. We're going to hire more hosts, more reporters. We're going to be bigger than InfoWars ever was, thanks to your word of mouth, your prayer, and your support at thealexjonesstore.com, where we've extended the sale for a few days. Buy one bottle of Ultramethylene Blue, get one free, but take action now. We'll be back with Palm Beach Pete straight ahead.
Now
now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery. Not the century of lies and issues of no significance and classism and statism and all the rest of the modes of control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
I want freedom! That's what I want! And that's what you should want!
You're listening to Alex Jones.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it!
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
We now take you live to the Central Texas
Command
Center.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart
of the resistance.
Rallying
patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, it all started a few months ago when he was out for a ride in his convertible, Palm Beach Pete. Real name Peter Bart Semel in Palm Beach. He's running for mayor now. And turns out a while back he was already exploring doing it. We have news articles about it. And he kind of, I guess, played along with it, but then was clear, I'm not Jeffrey Epstein. And I'll tell you my view and my opinion. The cheeks look different. The nose looks different. The head looks different. The head's smaller. He's a little bit more of an overbite than Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, he could be his brother, though. I'd say 95%. I don't know how anybody looks at him and they say, well, the ears are similar, but because they're different, he must have had plastic surgery. Why would Jeffrey Epstein hide all this in plain view? But about half the crew thinks it's Jeffrey Epstein. Jesse on Fire thinks it's Jeffrey Epstein. I'm not mad at anybody thinks that. But, I mean, let's put that photo of Jeffrey Epstein side by side, if we can, with Palm Beach Pete before we go to him. And I appreciate him coming on for the hour. Look at just the cheekbones there, right there, folks. I mean, Epstein, under the eyes, it's obviously wider. You say, well, that's weight loss. You know, I could ask his genetic background. I'm just guessing. Does he have any Ashkenazi Jewish background in him? Because, you know, there's certain types, certain looks. I mean, Epstein certainly looks Jewish, Ashkenazi to me. We'll find it all out with him, and then we'll find out about this letter. And I haven't seen the state come out and say it's not real. Division of elections. We'll put that HD up on screen. But then we asked ChatGPT about it, and ChatGPT doesn't think it's real. But let me just read them. We'll go to Palm Beach Pete. Well, you know, we'll go to that analysis in a few minutes. I want to go to Palm Beach Pete, and he's graciously here for the hour. So at the bottom of the hour. Quick questions or comments. We're not going to have big, long diatribes or whatever. Questions or comments for Palm Beach Pete. We'll put the number on screen here in a moment, and you'll be able to ask a question of Palm Beach Pete. If you're outside the U.S., just dial your country access code, then the U.S. code, 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642. That's 512-266-0642, your questions for Palm Beach Pete. All right, Palm Beach Pete, why don't you start at the beginning and say whatever you want, go wherever you want.
Thank you, Alex.
Well, thank you. But obviously, who you are, what you do, when you thought about mayor, when this started, people thinking you were Jeffrey Epstein, where it's gone, are you trolling when you tease people? And we got some new clips of you joking about, or maybe you're not joking about Mossad. Thank you for being here with us, Palm Beach Pete.
Thank you so much, Alex, for having me on. We're fellow Aquarians. I saw you born February 11th. I'm February 14th, so we both have empathy. But what I want to say is I go on a lot of podcasts and a lot of shows, and no one ever asks, like, who's the real Peter Simel? So I'm a born and bred New Yorker, big tennis career. I love my tennis. I had a successful career living in New York, two kids, and then all of a sudden I'm driving down I-95 and I went viral like crazy and everyone thinking I'm Jeffrey Epstein, and obviously I'm not, I'm Peter. And my nephew and I decided to make a brand out of this, Palm Beach Pete, outgoing fun guy, nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein. So that's how this all started. It started about 3 months ago. And within 2 days on Instagram, I had 200,000 followers. Instagram deplatformed me. Then I did a video to Mark Zuckerberg. Hey, I don't know why he deplatformed me. And then my TikTok went crazy. And we just started putting out content after content, but not a lot. And my audience loves me. And I get so many great greetings. We love you, Palm Beach Pete. You're an icon. So it's really been a great ride. And how many times does a 71-year-old retired guy get to hang out with the coolest influencers, go on shows like you, have fun with it, and make some money from it? So I'm blessed. I'm having a great time with it.
So you're driving down the road a few months ago, and this famous footage of people thinking they discovered Jeffrey Epstein driving around Palm Beach. And I guess from that side view, you do look like 98% like him, not so much from the front. And then
I'm better looking.
And you're certainly you're not known to be an evil person either. So you seem like a nice guy.
Thank you.
How did you learn that people thought you were Epstein? How did it unfold?
That particular clip or prior?
So there was another clip that is how it began.
It went early viral during. I was in a background episode of The Housewives of New York City, and one of the housewives kissed me hello. And during COVID, so that's like around 2020, so maybe the episode was 2011, one of the Generation Zers put up the housewife kissing me during COVID and put a banner and said, "Why is so-and-so kissing Jeffrey Epstein?" And that went viral, and they had to take that down because obviously I'm not Epstein.
Okay, so showing my ignorance, I mean, this for me, I just learned about you the last 3 months. So this has been going on for 5 years, 6 years.
Not to the degree that it's happening now. People always say, "Oh, you know who you look like." And, you know, he wasn't a notorious pedophile when he got arrested and he came back from France and they put him in the Manhattan Correctional Facility. Then it blew up. And then I became more like, "Yes, you look like that dude."
Have you gotten any threats because people think you're Epstein?
No, it's really been positive. The feedback has been amazing. You know, I've been to a couple of events and the streamers come up to me and they want some type of reaction. And I went to this Brand 15 event in Las Vegas at Dana White's venue. And I wasn't familiar with streamers at all. And a guy came up and started screaming, "Epstein, Epstein," and he's spitting in my face. And he got the reaction that he wanted. So I learned about that. So that's about the worst thing. And then one other time, Alex, I was with my daughter walking through Washington Square Park. And I said to her, "Under 10 or over 10 will recognize me." And she goes, "Dad, no one knows you." And we walked through the park and we were besieged upon about 60 kids with phones in our faces. So those were the only really bad moments that happened to me in person. For the most part, it's been very positive.
Now, Jesse on Fire is a popular talk show host that lives here in Austin, Texas. And I think he means well. I don't think he's just saying this as a stunt. He got still shots out of HD video of you and put it next to one of the only still shots you could find of Epstein's lower teeth. And he thinks it looks like the same teeth. To me, they look similar, but the fact that one tooth goes back, one tooth goes forward as you get older. My dad used to have perfectly straight teeth. I still do. But now that he's 76 years old, they're doing the same thing.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
What was this guy's name, Alex? What was his name?
That's Jesse on Fire.
Yeah, so I watched this whole podcast. He was so off base. Everything he said is so inaccurate. He didn't do his homework. So I have veneers. And my veneers have shifted. As you get older, your gums recede. And my teeth shifted on the bottom. And they took that and they used that. Oh, he's got the same teeth as Epstein. So if you go online and look at me at a photo from 8 years ago, perfect straight teeth. They shift. And that's what happened.
No, that's what happens. My dad's teeth are crooked on the bottom. He's a dentist, retired.
Alex.
Yeah, because the tops get ground off, the gums recede, and then the teeth get crooked. I mean,
I'm getting my teeth. Getting my teeth redone again.
Well, they look great. So
I appreciate it.
I mean, I know faces, and some people just have this trouble with them. And I mean, I can look at you. Major differences all over the place. I mean, your head is not as wide as Epstein's. The cheeks are different. The eyes are different. What is your genetic background?
Ashkenaz Jew, so I have background from Poland, Britain, and Russia.
I mean, yeah, for me, I'm not a genetic expert, but I can definitely tell the type of faces. There's like maybe 10 different classic Jewish faces that you would think of as Ashkenazi. I think Larry David's probably, or Mel Blanc's is probably, you know, the most classic.
One second. I'm sorry. We got these guys mowing outside my lawn and it's really noisy. I'm so sorry. We told them to cut off. Okay. Sorry.
I apologize. Alex. I'm just saying, knowing the faces, you know, of classic faces, like you can look at somebody's face and say, that guy looks German or that guy looks Irish or that guy looks French. You know, there's these classic looks, or, oh, that's a Japanese person, or Chinese have one of the most homogeneous genetic backgrounds. And you're like, I'm sorry, but there's like three different types of looks. With Ashkenazi Jews, maybe, you know, 10 different types. There's a lot more sway, I guess, with how the women look. You see a lot of those, you know, beautiful Israeli women from Eastern Europe. But specifically Polish Jews, yes. Then go to Russia, that's Ashkenazi. That's a pretty tight genetic group. So I guessed accurately that it's Ashkenazi background. So is Epstein.
I know. I saw a podcast. Yes.
Yeah. So there is it. I mean, so the thing is, it's like looking at a breed like a black lab that's best in show is not even, you know, the same black lab that won the year before. But you can't tell the difference because the genetics are close.
Yep, you're dead on. I never really studied it. Like, you obviously looked at clips of Ashkenaz Jews. I think I'm just me. That's the bottom line, you know? And at my age, I'm lucky to have hair, and I'm lucky to be vibrant, and I'm really lucky to be doing what I'm doing right now.
Well, some people are saying that it's a stunt you're running for mayor, but I mean, regardless, why are you running for mayor?
Because of my popularity, and Palm Beach could be a better place. And people said, Peter, you're so well known. Why don't you take advantage of the situation? And that's how it occurred. And it just started snowballing. Like, everywhere I go, you'll get my vote. We love your platform. And that's how we started it.
All right. Palm Beach, Pete, your Zoom has basically died for video. We're going to reconnect with you right now. This is really interesting information. We're going to reconnect with you right now. So, again, I noticed yesterday when I, at the end of the show with my son Rex, did about 10 minutes on this, and it got posted, went viral on X, that about a third of the comments are, Alex Jones is such a Mossad traitor, he is such an Israeli agent, he is saying that Palm Beach Pete is not Jeffrey Epstein, clearly is Jeffrey Epstein. Ladies and gentlemen, that is retarded. I just go where the facts are. If people want to get mad at me because I don't think this guy is Jeffrey Epstein, it's not because the Mossad put money in my bank account, okay? Why would they have Jeffrey Epstein alive, and I think they may have staged his death, a lot of evidence points towards that, and then have him in Palm Beach driving around in a convertible? And then it would come out that this guy isn't who he says he is and doesn't have a family and doesn't have kids, and the newspapers have gone and looked into it. I mean, he looks as much like Stephen King as he looks like Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, he doesn't even really look like him. In fact, he looks 90% like him. And so it's just absolutely crazy that this is going on. You've been a good sport about this. You've connected back clean. Thank you, Palm Beach Pete. You've been a good sport about this, but just elaborate the stories, what you've gone through, what's happened. I mean, I know you're having fun. You're getting invited to even, you know, cooler groups and places, though. I know you were already successful looking you up. What has this process been like, people thinking you're Jeffrey Epstein?
The process of Palm Beach Pete, or the process people think I'm Jeffrey Epstein? Because there's two different vibes there, Alex.
Tell us what it's like. Just go wherever you want.
Okay. Fine. So when I went viral a couple of months ago, I didn't know what to make of it. And I have an incredible nephew, and we ran with this, and it just got momentum, viral momentum like crazy. And who doesn't like to be greeted and say, we love you, we love your content? And then what really legitimized me, in my opinion, was doing collaboration with the most important influencers and having them have me fly out to Las Vegas and do different events. And in the eyes of the Generation Zers, because that's my big demographic, that made me so cool. And every time I see a Generation Zer and they go, Pete, we love you, you're a goat, I ask them why they like me. Some could articulate about it, some can't, but for the most part, they said, You're an old guy, but you're cool. You have a great personality and attitude, and we love your content. So that's been great, and we've been monetizing off of it. The biggest advertisers for that arena in my day and your day, it was liquor and cigarette companies and car companies. Now it's the gambling companies and the gaming companies. So I have a collaboration with Stake, and I make money from that. Or Cameo. I the other day for Father's Day, I banged out 75 cameos. I was number one leader on the leaderboard. So it feels great. And I was retired and I was a little bored. So this was perfect for me, Alex. I really, really enjoy it. And I don't get tired of it only if they interrupt me when I'm having dinner. People are pretty respectful for the most part.
Now, I want to back up a video we were just playing from Jesse on Fire where it shows you in your convertible and it looks like you have the same style. It didn't look exactly the same. Barbed wire tattoo on your left arm. A, is that a real video? Because I know the internet puts out a lot of AI.
That's AI.
So
that's an AI.
Yeah, so that's not.
I have no tattoos. That's an AI. Yeah.
Prove it to us.
Look.
Prove it to us. Here we go.
No tattoos.
Well, hold on. We got to punch him up. Go ahead, guys. Sorry, Pete. They're going to do it in a minute here. We got to wait a few minutes. Okay, go ahead and show us your arms. Let's be clear. So no tattoos.
No tattoos.
Do me a favor. Show me your guns. We want to prove this. You must have secret ones. Come on. Show me your guns. You know what show me your guns means? Like,
my guns.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Let's punch you back up, guys. Let's do that. We'll do it. Full screen. We're going to try. Here we go. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. No tattoos. So somebody created an AI of that, huh?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of trollers out there. There's a lot of fake stuff that's written about me. There's a lot of sus stuff going on. And I'm me. And it's, you know, it's really interesting, Alex. Not one you've done your homework. I really respect you. But not one interviewer asked me, and they always say the first question, are you Epstein? So I get bored of these interviews. Not one person says to me, hey, how'd you get the name Palm Beach Pete? What did you do for a living before that? What's this all about? You're real. And I really appreciate that.
Well, we both got our Mossad checks, so we're all on the same script here.
Yeah.
No, speaking of the devil, here's a clip of you recently on a podcast. Palm Beach Pete gets asked about Mossad agent allegations, and his defense is that he played tennis against actual head of Mossad at the Maccabee game. So that means you're Mossad. Somehow every denial makes it worse. Peter Bart Simel, known online as Palm Beach Simel, as Palm Beach Pete, is the Jeffrey Epstein lookalike, went viral after sitting down, and it goes on from there. So here's the clip. You played tennis against the Mossad. You are Mossad. And I'm talking to you who is Mossad, so I am Mossad. Even though I'm very critical of Israel, it doesn't matter the reality. Yeah. We're all secretly work for Israel. Here's the clip.
You have been accused of being an undercover agent for Mossad.
Yeah.
What is your response to these allegations?
You know, since I'm Palm Beach Pete, in 2005, I went to Israel for the first time to play in a Jewish competition called the Maccabi Games, which I'm sure you're aware of. And my first round opponent actually was the head of the Mossad.
Just a joke or you're serious?
Dead serious.
Okay, well, that's not at all what I meant when I said that, but you're...
So you were honest about it, and now that's the total proof. So as a Mossad agent... As a Mossad agent working directly for Netanyahu, what is your game? What is the PSYOP you're running? Admit it right now, Palm Beach Pete. Admit it right now. We can handle the truth.
Okay, I'll give you the truth. I'll give you the backstory behind that. So it's an honor to be selected to represent your country to play in an international competition. I play in the Maccabi Games. I train like a maniac. And my first round match, they put me at 2:00 and I'm playing against an Israeli guy. I have no idea who he is. All I know is his name was Moti. And a little Israeli guy is watching me the whole time. And I smoke him the first set. And the little Israeli guy on the sideline says to me, you're going to win the whole thing. You play like McEnroe. So now I'm starting getting like some shakes from the sun. I have a frozen fruit. I feel good. I beat the guy. I shake hands. I go, I said, Moti, great match. Thank you very much. That's it. I said, Moti, what do you do for a living? And he didn't say what he did. He says, I'm a cop, just like that. So the next day, the little Jewish guy that said, I'm going to win the whole thing. You know that guy you played, Moti? I said, yeah, he's a cop. He's not a cop. He's the head of the Mossad. So that's my only interaction with a Mossad person.
Yeah, my only interaction with the Mossad was getting threatened by them, so it was very fun. You know, my issue is I don't like what the Chinese government does, the U.S. government does, the British government does, the U.K. government, you know. And then Israel does some things I don't like, and then I'm anti-Semitic and hate Jews, which isn't true. But then the crew that thinks Jews are magic, and if you flip on a banana peel, they did it, they then think everything must, you know, be connected to that. And I was shocked yesterday when I said, I don't think you're Jeffrey Epstein, and like a third of the comments were, you damn Israeli agent. So I'm just trying to understand, what would the Israeli psyop be of hiding Jeffrey Epstein in Palm Beach in full view? What would the psyop be, Palm Beach Pete? I just don't know.
I don't know either. It would make no sense to me. And, you know, on the relationship to that, if people do think I am who they think I am and I'm not, why would I be parading myself around? Why haven't I been picked up? Why haven't I been questioned? I mean, it's so obvious that I'm not him and they haven't done anything about it. So, you know, there are some people out there that just don't think this thing through.
All right. The big enchilada I want to get to now, we're going to come back and take phone calls. You can talk about whatever you want here, is this letter.
Sure.
Division of Elections. You're saying you got this letter. You're saying it's real. We'll put it on screen. They tell you that, oh, the findings of this DNA test, we've seized it. We're concerned. We'll do your DNA testing if you want, but we advise you drop out of the race. You posted this. Did you post this? You said you did, or someone claims that. Is this real, or what do you have? I mean, what the hell?
So one of my team members did it because we had to put it out there. I get thousands of emails all the time. This could be sus. I don't know. My legal team is looking into it. And for the time being, I'm up in the Hamptons and I'm taking the summer off right now and we're investigating it. And that's what's happening with this letter. So I have no idea how authentic it is, but it's something that we need to explore and get to the bottom of this.
So you're saying now you
no one's going to tell me what to do.
You're saying you received this letter when?
About 3 days ago, maybe.
And then when?
3-4 days ago.
And then when did you publish it?
Yesterday, I believe last night.
Okay, have you talked to the Board of Elections to see if this is real?
No, I have my legal team doing their homework first to see if it's real. So if it's not real, we're not going to waste our time calling up a fake agency.
All right, because even local news was starting to talk about it like it was real. So we'll find out. I mean, why, if it is real, which I don't probably think it is then, why would the election board send you something like this?
I have no clue. Because I think my popularity, they don't want a controversial figure maybe running for mayor of Palm Beach. Those are the only things that make sense to me. I mean,
all right.
Well, obviously anyone could run for an elected office. So I can't understand why my DNA test would get in the way of me running, but it's something that we need to explore. And quite frankly, it's very hot in Florida in the summer, and I wanted to come up to the Hamptons.
All right, we're going to break here. Tell people how they follow you on X, your handle there, your election website. Where do people find the real Palm Beach Pete?
Sure. So on Instagram, I'm real.palmbeachpete.pete. On TikTok, not Jeffrey Epstein, Palm Beach Pete. I'm not sure my X handle is, but they can find me.
All right, well, we're going to put your lower third up when we come back with your X handle. For folks, because I saw you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, there you go. That's Palm Beach Pete, not _ Jeffrey Epstein. We'll be right back with Palm Beach Pete and your phone call. Stay with us.
Inflation is up. That's an issue. So how does Berkshire handle that with its business?
Well, we can't handle runaway inflation except not to be there in the way of it. If you look at the number of countries that have had runaway inflation since World War II, you know, in my lifetime, it's very large. Once you create that, it becomes a different world. And of course, you have countries that have gone bankrupt like 6 or 7 times. I mean, it's just amazing what people do. Not having faith in the money does to a country. It turns it into something else.
Dollar collapse means we keep continuing on where we are. Dollar devalues. We've got massive inflation. You raise interest rates to slow that inflation down. So this is going to have a cataclysmic effect on the insurance industry, on pension funds, on everything. And on the
let's be clear, though, a dollar being the world currency is how we could just print it and buy whatever we wanted. If the world sees it like the Mexican peso or worse, we're screwed. So here's Prince Charles, the king, announcing the digital chains, the mark of the beast system, and a dovetail with Tony Blair, who's globally, through the UN and Bill Gates, standardized the world ID that the UK, under orders of the king, I thought he's just ceremonial, no, he could dissolve parliament anytime he wants, is now going into place. This all ties into everything. We'll talk to the top economist, who's a great patriot, Peter Kirkley, in a moment about it, but here's the clips.
My ministers will also proceed with the introduction of digital ID that will modernize how citizens interact with public services.
Tell us a bit about what it means for what government should do in terms of its digital infrastructure, digital ID, data centers, and so on.
The first thing a country needs to do is to unify all of their data so it can be consumed and used by the AI model. You have to take all of your healthcare data, your diagnostic data, your electronic health records, your genomic data. We have to take all of this data we have in our country and move it into a single, if you will, unified data platform.
What they do is Oracle make big donations to Tony Blair's Institute, and Tony Blair's Institute advocates for further advantages for Oracle and Oracle-affiliated entities. Listen, the centralization of data and the centralization of power is part of a dark and nefarious agenda.
People are really crazy if they don't call you. You're on record the biggest company because you have the best ratings, the best gold and silver prices. It is the smart move. Get a free consultation, they can roll over financial instruments.
This should be a happy time, right? So don't let the news scare you, but rather use the wisdom, the creativity that God gave you. Go into tangible assets that have zero counterparty risk. Silver was up over 140% last year. Since January 30th, when it corrected and it had a 50% correction, went down into the 60s, it's almost 90. Literally, since February, silver's up over 30%, Alex. There is a path to safety here financially, and that's what tangible assets do. This is what
God
the numbers
always
are
gives
telling
his
us.
People a way out, but the people perish always. For lack of knowledge.
Always. He always does. He's never going to say something, even if it's the mark of the beast. When he talks about it in Revelation, he's not going to say something unless we have a choice to either accept or reject, because he didn't create robots.
KEPM.com/gold. Sign up for the email there to get a free consultation. We'll call you right back. Or you can call the number 720-605-3000. The smartest investment you could have made in the last 3 years. I'm telling you right now, this is the place to go. 720-605-3000.
Alex Jones Show, Tomorrow's News Today.
I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices I've made. I was tempted by an early age. I found I liked drinking. Oh, and I never turned it down. There were loved ones, but I turned them all away. The choices I've made. I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened.
All right, Palm Beach Pete is our guest. We got loaded phones for him. Elizabeth Van, James ZZ, Billy Adam, and others. But I want to cutting out of the, and we've got a great connection now. We're not using his computer, we're using his phone. So he's here with us in HD, Palm Beach Pete. Palm Beach Pete, DNA test. You say you've sent it off to a private company who, that you're not Jeffrey Epstein. And obviously the big question, how, if you don't have a Jeffrey Epstein DNA sample, how then do you prove you're not Jeffrey Epstein by releasing your DNA? That's the big elephant in the room. Can you respond to that?
Well, I'm talent, and my team says I don't get involved who they hired for the DNA, what that's all about. All I know, they swabbed me. It got sent to the DNA. We were waiting for a while, 28 days, to get the results back. And then we got this letter from whatever they're called, the Board of Elections. And I'm not Epstein. I'm Palm Beach Pete. So you know I'm not him. You believe that as well. So we wanted to quiet our naysayers that I'm Epstein and we did a DNA test and we're waiting for the final results.
A little bit more about yourself. You have two children. You're still married. We were talking during the break. You said you used to be in the fashion industry. Tell us about yourself, because anybody can go talk to your neighbors, talk to people. Reportedly, you've lived there. Everybody's known you for decades. I mean, how long have you lived in Florida?
I'll start from the beginning. How's that?
Yes.
I was born in New York City at Doctors Hospital. I'm a twin, and my mother thought she was either having girl twins or girl-boy twins. She wasn't expecting boy-boy twins. So on my birth certificate, I'm baby boy B and my brother's baby boy A. There's 3 minutes apart. I was very premature. I weighed under 3 pounds. I didn't think we were going to survive, and we survived. I come from a nice background. My father was very successful, owned an accounting firm, and he was a member of Mensa. So he's a very, very brilliant man. My mother was an amazing artist, published artist. I had a great childhood, and I took to tennis at a very young age. And I started playing junior tournaments and I got rankings and I trained with McEnroe at the well-known Port Washington Tennis Academy. And my one big regret was I didn't take my tennis seriously. But later in life, I got really better at it and got good rankings and played in international competitions. My first job was in the fashion industry. I worked for some really big firms. Then I opened up my own business. It was called PhD. It was a $20 million business. I also owned a retail store in Soho. So I was very entrepreneurial. And then I got out of the fashion industry in 99. And I worked for the number one commercial real estate firm in the world called CBRE. I was a vice president and I leased office space in Manhattan. I was successful at that. And about two and a half years ago, I retired down to Florida, moved to Palm Beach on the island, had a great life, playing tennis, happy hour, dinners. But I was getting really bored, Alex. And then this whole thing with the viral video fell into my lap and we made a brand out of it that have nothing to do with Epstein. I'm Palm Beach Pete, living my life, enjoying my life and having a lot of fun with it. So that's a quick synopsis of who I am in about a minute and a half.
Now, you say you have a twin brother. Is he still alive? And is he really secretly Jeffrey Epstein?
He has a hairline like you. He's follicle challenged. So he's not Jeffrey Epstein. He just retired and he was a wealth advisor. And he lives up on the Northeast Coast.
What does he think about all of this?
That's him, Gary, on the right. We haven't really been speaking much lately. And I also have an older sister, Nancy, who's an attorney in Anchorage, Alaska. And she headed up the appellate division for the state. And she just retired.
And anybody can go out and verify for this for themselves then, or find out if it's true. I mean, I don't think you're Jeffrey Epstein. Though that shot of you and your brother, which one's you, which one's your brother? That's off your, I guess, Instagram or something.
All right, you tell me.
Punch it back up. Well, that looks like Epstein whenever he worked at the girls' school. I would say.
Which one?
I would say.
The blue or the gray jacket?
I think you're the guy in the gray jacket.
Ding, 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 ding. That's correct.
Yeah, see, I'm good at faces. Yeah, and again, you
can. That's college. That's college break Thanksgiving. We both came home from college, and we were going for a family dinner. We had to get dressed up. We had to go to the golf country club for a nice dinner. And then, as any college kid, we're like, hey, Mom and Dad, we got to bounce. We're going to the city. We have a concert to go to, like any college
kid. Yeah, let's go back
to
that photo. That's a 1970s classic right there.
Yeah, it's probably 75, Alex.
What was your favorite band then?
Stones.
Oh, yeah. Timeless.
Hall and Oates.
What's your favorite Stone song? Gimme Shelter?
Sympathy for the Devil.
Sympathy for the Devil. Yeah, that's probably not my favorite. Yeah. But
I love the Stones. They're timeless.
What's the song Do, where it's like about the cop shooting the kid
in
New York?
Yeah.
That's
Sticky Fingers albums. Sticky Fingers album is a great album.
Now,
brilliant album.
I want to take some phone calls before we do that. Looks like you're having some fun here. Very now those girls aren't 14, so you're not like Epstein.
That's at the Boca Bash. It's a big lake in Boca Raton, and they close it all off, and all these people come to the lake and party, and we thought it'd be amazing content, which it did, and it went viral. And I have an amazing team behind me, and we think this out. And every Monday morning, we have a strategy meeting, what we want to accomplish. So we take this kind of seriously because I'm a brand now.
And, that's interesting. So you're making some cashola now.
I'm making a little bit. Doing all right.
So it's like a second career now. This is a Jeffrey Epstein lookalike. You've got Elvis lookalikes, and now there's you.
100%. It's a third career. Fashion, real estate, and now internet viral personality. It's crazy.
Dan Bilzerian, hold my beer.
Yeah, I couldn't make this story up. It's just, it's beyond my wildest imagination. But I am having a blast doing it.
Let me ask you this question. What are your politics? Liberal, conservative?
I'm independent.
What do you make currently of the Iran situation in Israel and all the rest of it?
That whole region, and you know, is so messed up, and it's so hard to get peace there because they're raised to hate Jews, and we just don't get along there. I hope we fix it. I think Trump's doing the best he can. He's got Kushner going over there negotiating, but I just feel like every time you make a deal with them, they change their mind. And it's like a piece of paper that means nothing to them. So I hope we straighten out the Hormuz situation. We get gas prices down. People don't have to worry about groceries, how expensive they are, gas prices. So, you know.
Sure. Well, let's be clear. I'm no fan of the mullahs, but the Pentagon told Trump they're not going to fall very quickly at all. They're going to close the strait. And then Trump didn't even know about the strait. And then Netanyahu convinced him they were going to fall. And then everybody gets mad at me that I didn't like the war because it wasn't going to work. And I was proven right. And so, it's a total mess. And now.
It's always a mess. One was had, you know, we had peace for a little bit before they went in and they kidnapped all the Israelis. It was okay for a while, but, you know, it's always festering. They hate the Israelis. And there's not going to be peace. It's just a very hard thing to work out, in my opinion.
Yeah, and then Israel thinks if they can just take down Iran, everything will be okay. They're like, oh, now we've got to deal with Turkey. And like, oh, now war with Turkey. It just never seems to end, but it's thousands of years of war. Let's go to some phone calls. Guys, punch up the phone system for me. I can't see the callers. Thanks. So we're going to take some calls for Palm Beach Pete. And you said I was pronouncing your last name wrong. It's Peter Bart Simmel? Simmel?
Simmel.
Simmel. All right. So
like
it's
S-Y-M-E-L, Simmel.
Peter Bart Simmel. And, of course, if you really are Jeffrey Epstein, why would the entire corporate media, because a lot of them are controlled, but there's all sorts of tabloids and stuff that wouldn't do that. I mean, if you were really Jeffrey Epstein, they would go and find out that your background wasn't who you said you are. But I've looked you up. I mean, you've been in the news and been around long before Jeffrey Epstein was even dead. Or was he having another double life as you?
I have no idea. I honestly think, and this is my opinion, his life came crashing down. He knew he wasn't going to get out of jail. He was desperate. He changed his will. His brother Mark was the executor of his estate. He planned this out in his mind. He couldn't exist, in my opinion. What happened to him? He got caught and it ran out. He was arrogant. He was stupid to get on that plane from Paris to Teterboro Airport, and they were waiting for him. And I don't know why he did that. I don't know what he was thinking, but once he got into the Manhattan Correctional Facility, his life was done and he hung himself. And I truly believe he's dead. And the reason why I'm still viral because my content's great, but his name is always in the news. And it's not my fault I look like him, Alex. I'm a much better guy, and I'm just having fun with my content. So,
well, I'll be completely honest with you. I worry about people because, again, there's big studies on this, but about a third of the population, it's mainly women, cannot tell faces apart. And
it's interesting. Why is that? Why is that? Why women over men? That's really interesting.
I would think opposite
because I think women are more intuitive.
Women are not as visual as men, but both men, you don't normally have.
That's a true point.
Men have better eyesight than women on average, too. We're not judging. We can't have babies. You know, they've got a higher fat content, a higher water content. They're about half as strong on average. Their bone density is not as much. Men are more cerebral cortex. We have one third the synapse connections between left and right hemisphere. So women are more intuitive at an instinctive level because their left and right hemispheres are have three times the connections. But in general, women have more trouble in mathematics and in pattern recognition. That's why they're not good at chess.
It's a good generalization. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, there's some statistics of women that are great at chess. It's just the way it is. The brains, and it's the same in mammals across the board. You know, it's mainly that it's male dolphins that they pass all the tests to plant bombs and stuff. It's not female dolphins.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with elephants and all the rest of it. Just the way it works. Because we're supposed to be out there as the vanguard hunting and building for the women. And then the women are about, you know, running the nest and everything. That's just how it works.
Hunting and gathering. I hear you.
Yeah, that's right. We're built to go out as the worker ants, really, the warrior ants. Just like, they have male ants in an ant hive or an ant hill. They're bigger and tougher. That's how it works.
Hey, Alex, you do have the queen bee.
That's right. We're not taking away from women. We got the queen bee down in the cave being taken care of and attended to by the drones. Okay, let's go to phone calls here. Van in Arizona, you want to talk to Palm Beach Pete? You're on the air with him. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Good afternoon. Jeffrey Epstein, how you doing, man? So I'm sitting here with my kids, 10, 13, 15. We're watching, we're looking. We think it's Epstein. And our argument is go look at a picture from 10 years ago of yourselves and tell me how much different you look. The face ages, everything, but everything else still seems the same. My kids 100% think it's him. And I think Alex hit it on the head with the double agent thing. If he was a Mossad agent or working with intelligence agencies, he likely had two identities. So that's what I'm thinking. And he can roll his eyes and give the look of disbelief, whatever he wants right now. But me and my three kids, which, you know, I'm sure he's getting excited right now just hearing me say my three kids. We all think it's him.
What does that mean? What does that mean that I'm getting excited with three kids?
I don't know. What were you accused of on that island?
Well, why would you say something stupid like that?
I think you're Epstein. My three kids right here think you're Epstein, bud. I'm not sorry.
All right.
I'm not sorry.
We're all entitled to your opinions, but I'm not. My birth certificate says I'm not. He died, and I'm Peter Bart Simel. Simple as that. Yeah. We're different heights. Let me finish. We're different heights, different color eyes, different size head, all the above. I don't have a tattoo. So what's your response to that?
This can be eliminated with lasers, and I've had it done myself.
What could be eliminated with lasers?
How much taller or shorter are you than him? I don't know. There's so much weighing on the side that you are, and you got really defensive, bro. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
Yeah, because honestly, I'm tired. I'm tired of listening to people who are uneducated and don't know the truth. That's why.
Well,
so I'm calling it like it is. I'm calling it like it is, just like you're calling it.
We got to go, Van. Listen, here's the deal. And my listeners can get mad at me if you want. That's fine. You don't even have a good eye. This guy, 92%, 93%. It's absolutely not Jeffrey Epstein. And you can see that. It's like people say, my head is just like Bill Hicks's. It's not. He had brown eyes. And they go, you used to have brown eyes. No, I didn't. You can have me like in a dark theater giving a speech. You can't tell what color they are. Oh, look, they're brown there. Now they're blue. That's crazy town. Absolutely.
Can I interject for a second?
Yes, go ahead.
So when they put my picture up a lot next to Epstein, in their mind, they see my picture so much and they think it's me because they're just seeing my image all the time and they're thinking I'm him. So that's like repetitive photos, images on the internet. And
yeah, there's people there's all sorts of little booklets where they skip a word and to show you how you'll fill the word in yourself. But let's just stop there and explain this before I go back to calls.
Okay.
Again, people feel like if they don't say you're Epstein, they're covering up for Epstein. It's like a witch hunt is basically, and I'm shocked that about a third of my listeners are pissed at me in the comments, literally thinking I'm covering up for Epstein. Now, you heard that guy. He's 100% sure. I should have asked him, should Palm Beach Pete, you know, be executed? If you could right now, would you hang him? He probably would have said, yes, kill him. I know it's him. Folks, the surety of that is wild. And I'm not trying to be mean to your kids, but you talking to little kids and asking them what they think, you know, that's not quite
it's ridiculous. They're gonna agree with their parents, so I get that.
Look, once Bill Hicks held his hands up and so did I, it's over. It's me. I'm Bill Hicks. Just cuckoo town, folks. Absolute cuckoo town. ZZ in California, you're on the air. Welcome. Go ahead, ZZ.
Hello?
Yes, ZZ. Hey, ZZ. Go ahead, yeah.
I don't believe you are Epstein himself, but you do look so much like him. I just have to ask you this question. Is your penis shaped like an egg?
I have a perfect penis, not shaped like an egg.
Hey, we want to see the proof, but then they'll say it's just AI. I'm sorry.
The show is PG.
Hold on, let's go full screen. Hold on, ZZ. Full screen. Okay. Palm Beach Pete. Stand up, Pete. It's time to drop trousers. No, this is for educational reasons to defeat the – they might – these people are – some of them are dangerous. Not my audience, but people out there. Yeah, I think you need to drop trowel right now and let us see the ding-dong.
Not happening. Sorry, sir.
Oh, total proof. He won't show his penis on air. He's Jeffrey Epstein. No, I wouldn't do it either. I'm just joking. But
I know you are.
Seriously.
ZZ, there's a resemblance, and I'm not hitting him, and I appreciate that you're a smart person, and I hope that you're a fan of Palm Beach Pete.
And do you know what else I want to say to you? This could be
no,
so
go
bad
ahead.
For you. You look like one of the most hated men in the world, and you're just having fun with it, and I truly admire that.
That's my brand. I have nothing to do with him, and I'm enjoying it, and it's been a great ride for me, and I get to meet cool people like Alex and great influencers, and I'm enjoying a third career, and I appreciate you calling into Alex's show.
You know, you could do a pay-per-view, probably raise $20 million for charity on the pay-per-view, private for adults only. You could show your pee-pee.
Oh, my God. Thank you, but no thank you. No,
I'm being sarcastic. I'm making a joke here.
I know you are.
I wasn't serious. If I was you, Alex. Look, you're being very nice. And I'm not trying to be mean to the last listener, but he was so sure of himself with hate towards you. And I'm just like, McFly, look, you don't even look that much like him.
Alex, I've been in so many situations I could handle myself. I've been in very intense negotiations in my career. So it doesn't, you know, deter me. When
but
people
Palm
say
Beach
stuff
Pete,
that
the Mossad
no
told me to take good care of you. We're here to take care of you and protect our asset, all right? Hold on. Yes, Netanyahu, thank you, sir. I'm doing everything I can for you, yes. That's right. I will continue. I have Tucker on. He's your big fan. Yes, he works for you, too. Yes, I know. Bye-bye. Anyway.
Alex, can I say may I say something?
Yes, sir.
Alex, may I say something? So I've been on a slew of shows. You're by far the best podcaster host that I've been around, and I'm really enjoying this experience. Just want to tell you heartfelt how I feel.
Well, we want to have you back on, and in the future when our bigger studio gets open, we're gonna have a late night variety show, so you can maybe remote in and stuff too from the pool.
No,
with all the girls,
fly me out to Austin. I've never been to Austin. We'll go to Austin.
Well, that sounds fun. I don't know, I might come out and see you. Florida looks like more fun, but yeah,
either or, I'm down for either way. Okay,
let's jam in another phone call. Adam in Texas, you're on the air with Jeffrey Epstein. Go ahead.
Hey,
thanks, Alex.
Palm Beach joke.
Pete. Hello.
Go ahead, sorry.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, Palm Beach Pete. It's nice to talk to you and Alex. I've been listening to you for 18 years. This is my first time on air talking to you. I have autism, and I want my questions for Palm Beach Pete are, what's your views on AIPAC and Israeli lobbyists on American politics and elections? And how are you going to help people with autism and disabilities when you're mayor?
Well, I'm autistic too, so it's okay. Go ahead, Palm Beach Pete.
All right, well, APEX is an important organization because Israel always needs help. I don't know how much they influence elections. You know, this is my first foray into politics, so I want to do the right thing for people. And in terms of autism, as much money as we could raise for autism, I think that would be a good deed to be done.
Do you want to continue to see the Epstein case investigated?
Yes, and I do have very, very strong opinions about that. Release everything. Release every email. Let's get to the bottom of this. That's my opinion.
Adam, thanks for the call.
We know why people are holding back, because there are people in high power who are compromised, obviously.
Well, there you go. Jeffrey Epstein says release it all. So he's not Jeffrey Epstein, folks. And that's my opinion. Don't be mad at me. Though most people agree with me. James in Maine, you're on the air. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yes. Hello, gentlemen. I would like to just ask Palm Beach if he could do the TikTok skit of the Jamaican Rastaman with the jerk chicken, hungry man's an angry man.
Yeah, man. An hungry man is an hungry man. It's a righteous thing. And if I'm going to put content out, my belly got to be full.
That's what I'm saying, man, because the content is the funny man. And when he says, I'm vibing, man, and I'm a hungry man, and I'm not an hungry man, it's so funny, man. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thank you from Maine. Where in Maine are you from?
He just hung up.
I am about 20 minutes south of Portland in Saco, Maine, close to Old Orchard Beach.
That's pretty.
Is that close to Cushing, Maine?
I'm not quite sure. Southwestern on the
All right,
coast.
Listen, we're out of time for the segment. We're out of time for the segment.
All right, thank you.
And I got Dr. Andrew Wagle coming up and do 5 more minutes with me, Palm Beach Pete. Take a few more calls from Elizabeth and Billy and Chad King real fast. We're going to break. Remember, folks, I'm not funded by the Mossad or the CIA or the Republicans or Democrats. I'm funded by you at thealexjonesstore.com, because everybody requests it. Some people get paid tomorrow. We got a lot of requests. Hey, extend, buy one bottle of methylene blue, get one free. So it was going to end last night. We're sending it till Saturday at noon, but that's it because it's running low. The very best ultra methylene blue in the world. Buy one, get one free. And the new sales here, buy one canister of our bovine colostrum. Incredible. If you don't know what it does, look into it. We got the best. Get one free. Same thing for zeolites and more at thealexjonesstore.com. And the ultimate energy drink, ultimate power, the strongest, the cleanest, the best, better than Turbo Force, is back in stock, 30% off. Ultimate power, back in stock.
Hi, folks. Doc Bigley here. And today we're going to get to know our H2O. Billy, what kind of water do you drink?
Why, tap water, of course. Ma says it keeps my teeth sparkly white.
I'm sorry to say it, Billy, but your mother is either plain ignorant or worse, a communist. Let me explain.
Tap water used to be safe to drink, but communist subversives in our government introduced fluoride into our nation's tap under the guise of dental health, when in reality, fluoride lowers your IQ, calcifies your pineal gland, and makes you susceptible to anti-capitalist mind viruses.
So you're telling me I'm a sap if I drink tap?
Yes, you are, Billy. Yes, you are. But don't despair. We've found a solution. Follow me. I'd like to tell you a tale of two frogs.
Frog number one has only ever drank unfiltered tap water, chock full of fluoride. Observe him listening to satanic music, abusing substances, and engaging in other perversions.
Look, Doc, they're trying to play leapfrog. They're pretty bad at it, though.
Avert your eyes, Billy. Let's continue.
Meanwhile, frog number two has only ever drank water that has been filtered for fluoride and other impurities. What a happy frog family.
Spill the secret, Doc. How do you get rid of the communist poisons?
With the new water filter system from the alexjonesstore.com.
Say, Doc, may I have a glass?
Why, certainly. Well, that's just swell. No water in the water filter.
Listen, I'm not mad at the crew, but I asked for real water in here 30 minutes ago and never got it.
Crew's in trouble again.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.